Okay, let's start with Star, and then we'll go to Leo.
Okay.
So, Star, it's one of the few probably wide open position battles, maybe, on the team. You know, obviously all positions are still available, but it seems to be a two-man race there. How are things going between the two guys?
Penny and Crawford.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they both know, and I've talked to them both, and said, hey, whoever's going to be the most productive player for me is going to probably have the lead role and be the starter, you know, because they're both good enough to play, you know, and have the knowledge of the defense or are talented enough. Mm-hmm. But bottom line, it's going to be the guy that produces and performs the most that's going to win the nod and, you know, probably have a little more playing time, but they're both going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even a kid like Cedric Doxie could serve a role in there because he's a pretty solid guy that's working in that three deep at the star position.
He's played a lot of special teams,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has.
Well, he's been on the field.
Yeah.
As a walk-on.
He's bigger than Finney. He's probably a little stronger than Crawford, but he's right in there with those guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, Finney being a senior, he's got the most experience of playing time. Crawford may be a little bit more overall athletically talented, but is still learning the position. So that'll go on going right until game week, and, you know, they'll both play. We'll just see who runs out on the field first.
Yeah. And how do you feel about your freshman there, Justice Williams?
Yeah, like most freshmen, you know, you hit the wall there a little bit in the installation part. But, you know, he had a great summer. He's in great shape. He's 6'3". He's 213. You know, he benches 320.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some good attributes that I liked, you know, have liked all summer. But obviously at this point he's kind of hit the wall a little bit.
Yeah, a position like that, there's so many reads and so much.
Yeah, yeah, there's a variety of coverages and alignments and, you know, route combinations, you know, and it's just – and that's besides playing against the tight end and then run. So,
right.
So he's kind of a little overwhelmed right now, but he'll get better and better. And, you know, fortunately, he's probably in a situation where he doesn't have to play right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move over to Leo, your other hybrid position. So you've got Smoot back, and personal opinion here, he maybe had the best practice I saw today.
Yeah.
He's a solid, solid kid. I mean, he seems like the light bulbs come on for him. You got a smile on your face here, so
yeah.
I'm assuming that's a good sign. So let's start with Smoot.
No, it's a good thing. You know, Smooty's, you know, got his weight down a little bit. He's got his strength up. He's always been able to run. But, you know, going into his third year, you know, that maturation process for him, I expect personally huge things for him.
Yeah.
You know, him and Jahad Ward are going to be on opposite sides.
Mm-hmm.
If people are running away from Jahad Ward, they're running at him. You know, and what a great challenge and opportunity he has in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, whether he's playing a 5, a 6, a 9, all the things that we do with him on the edge, being a hybrid guy. But he's going to have an opportunity to have a great year, and we need him to, because, you know, that's going to make this defense that much better.
Yeah.
You know, we actually even cross-trained him a little bit at end today, because I got a little depth at Leo, and, you know, he's got to be a versatile guy because he's older. So, you know, expect big things of him against the run, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know he has the ability to pass rush, and he's improving his fundamentals there too. So he's off to a good start this fall.
And backing him up, last year you used Carroll Phillips as a hybrid, kind of, as a rush linebacker and this and that. And, you know, I guess even Lakeith Walls was running that kind of rush linebacker, third down kind of stuff, you know. And so will you be using more standard Leo stuff with Carroll Phillips this year, or is still going to be in that kind of somewhat of a linebacker role?
He's got to fulfill both roles, you know. I mean, Carroll, like anybody else, wants to be a starter too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to show that he can play against the run and hold up at 240 versus Smoot's 265,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing the same things. You know, he's stronger than Smoot upper body-wise, and obviously he's quick and, you know, very explosive in acceleration.
Sure.
And runs probably a little better than Smoot, but Smoot runs good too. But Carroll's got to show that he can play every down defense. You know, he's no question going to play in roles and be a pass rusher and blitzer and cover guy in our specialty packages. But I think he's really improved to this point in the run game. You know, I'm demanding of him because he's got to show me consistency there. You know, to be a starter, you got to have consistency there, and you got to do the little things right at 240.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's going to have his opportunity to play in base defense as well as our packages.
Then you got some younger guys. I guess Sean Adesanya hasn't really been able to play yet. Was he in green jersey today? So he was at least out there, or is he still in red? I can't remember.
No, he was in green today for the first time since practice one.
Yeah.
But couldn't do a lot. You know, we tried to put him through some individual, but that's all he was able to do.
Yeah.
And so it's probably going to be a few days away, but he's missed a ton of valuable practice and and learning stuff on the field, you know, in real play versus summer training.
But then you have Henry McGrew there as well.
Yeah, I'm really high on Henry McGrew. He's a redshirt freshman. He's only played the position for a spring and now this fall, but that kid's going to play a lot of ball here.
Yeah.
He's the strongest of all of them. He's 250. You know, he can run decent. You know, he's not as fast as Carroll or Smoody, but he can run decent, and, you know, he's got good strength, plays the run really well, and, you know, he could be the second guy in the game.
Yeah.
You know, base defense against the run, he keeps on showing that he can be consistent.
Sure.
But he's got a chance to be a really good player.
All right, last question then. Do you, looking to the future, so there's two seniors at Strongside end in Ward and Nelson, and next year, you know, maybe some JUCOs come in or this and that, do you worry about losing any of your guys to the strong side? Or is it too early to ask that question?
No, that's a possibility down the road.
I mean, that's how it always works, right? Yeah. The hybrid coach loses his guys, they get big, and and the defensive line coach steals them, and you got to grab a linebacker or something.
We're not worried about that right now because we're only worried about this year. But, yes, I can't say I haven't thought about it, and down the road that could happen because I got a little depth there, and we're going to lose a couple guys. And, you know, we got a couple guys we think are coming. You know, maybe a junior college kid is one of those guys. If we didn't have to move Smoot, it would be great.
Yeah.
But if we did down the road, you know, hey, at least we got two or three guys with, you know, eligibility remaining coming back at Leo, and a couple guys to recruit there too. So,
sure.
You know, we won't, the cupboard won't be empty.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for hanging around.
We'll see you.